Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When we think of air pollution, we usually think of black clouds pouring out of smokestacks or the unsightly brown haze that hangs over many of the world's cities. But in recent years, scientists have found increasing evidence of health risks from a part of air pollution that we don't see and that isn't yet regulated under federal air quality standards. In addition to visible emissions, the burning of fossil fuels and other types of combustions create vast quantities of ultrafine particles, somewhere around a thousandth of the width of a human hair, that we inhale without ever realizing it. We spoke with Bart Ostro, former chief of air pollution epidemiology for the California Environmental Protection Agency and currently a researcher at University of California, Davis. He said that ultrafine particles come from an array of sources. They're emitted from vehicles, especially ones that burn diesel fuel, as well as smaller gasoline-burning engines, such as the ones in lawnmowers and leaf blowers. But other types of burning, wood fires, burning leaves, and secondhand smoke from cigarettes, for example, also produce ultrafine particles. So does cooking meat on the stove in your kitchen. Nevertheless, it's a challenge to figure out the extent of our exposure to ultrafine particles. Because the particles are so small and so transient, they quickly disperse or else coagulate into bigger particles, they're a type of air pollution that is especially difficult to measure. Ostro said, ultrafine particles are very high in concentration next to roadways, for example. But if you go 300 to 500 yards away, that's about 250 to 450 meters, the ultrafines go down to almost background levels. In recent years, scientists at University of California, Davis have developed sophisticated modeling methods that combine sensing data with knowledge about how chemical processes and meteorological conditions affect these particles. That's allowed them to predict concentrations over several years, which in turn makes it easier to study the particles' effects on human health. Ostro was the lead author on a study published in 2015 that combined such modeling with health data on 100,000 middle-aged female teachers and administrators that were recruited from the state teachers' retirement system. It found an association between ultrafine particles and death from heart disease. Since then, a 2017 study also found that long-term exposure to ultrafine particles around highways was associated with cardiovascular diseases and hypertension. And a 2018 study in the journal Environmental Pollution suggests that simply moving a bus stop 40 to 50 meters away from an intersection, that's about 130 to 150 feet, can substantially reduce transit users' exposure to high levels of ultrafine particles. It may seem strange that something so small could be so dangerous, but because of their size, ultrafine particles have an easier time getting into lung tissue and causing inflammation. Research has found that even a brief amount of ultrafine particle exposure can increase the allergic inflammation that makes asthma worse. But that's not the only worry. Ultrafine particles are so tiny that they can penetrate the blood-brain barrier and be absorbed into brain tissue. Recent research suggests a possible link between the tiny particles and Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Scientists also have found that mice exposed to ultrafine particles early in life had changes in their brains that bore a resemblance to those seen in humans with autism and schizophrenia. Despite all that, federal air pollution standards don't yet set limits for ultrafine particles due to the developing state of the scientific evidence about their health effects and the current limitations on monitoring technology. But Ostro says there are some measures that people can take to protect themselves from ultrafine particles. If you have pre-existing conditions such as cardiovascular or respiratory diseases, it's a good idea, for example, to limit your exposure to emissions such as diesel fumes, car exhaust, and any sort of burning biomass. And even if you're healthy, you'll probably want to avoid such exposure as well, which means shifting your running routes away from major roadways is a really good idea. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more on this and other topics to help you breathe a little easier, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We are all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.